From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A storm developing in the Gulf of Mexico is sending tropical moisture across the Florida Peninsula through the weekend, which could lead to localized flooding and put a damper on weekend plans, including the Daytona 500. Although the rain will be tropical, it will not feel that way, as temperatures will fall well below historical averages amid a steady rain. Rather than comfortably mild conditions in the 70s and 80s, places like Tampa and Orlando generally are not expected to climb out of the 60s today and are not expected to rise far above 60 degrees on Sunday. If the temperatures and wet weather were not enough of a deterrent along Florida's many beaches, rough surf and rip currents along Florida's Atlantic coast will also keep people out of the water. The bulk of the rain is expected to remain off to the north of South Florida's famed Miami Beach on Saturday, so residents and visitors can take advantage of some dry conditions there. On Sunday, wet weather is expected to expand across South Florida, though. A weekend full of events is slated to occur at Daytona International Speedway as fans and racers pile in for both the Xfinity Series United Rentals 300 on Saturday and the Cup Series Daytona 500 on Sunday. AccuWeather meteorologists advise fans to plan on some rainy conditions that can lead to delays, postponements, or even cancellations of some events this weekend. Daytona International Speedway is outfitted with lights, so either event this weekend could turn into a night race if the rain lets up during the evening. However, a dry enough window is really not expected today. There is a chance that conditions can dry out Sunday afternoon to allow a delayed start with a potential finish under the lights. Even if there is a break in the rain, though, it could take several hours for officials to actually get the track dry enough for racing to get started again. If the races were to be postponed until Monday, well, dry weather is expected to return early in the week. That's all for now. There are more stories like this, along with others, at AccuWeather.com, including how snow is impacting the Northeast and a pair of storms is coming ashore on the Pacific coast. Check those stories out at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.